A word for you from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. You may ask, well, what has this got to do with discipline? Because we're looking at a series of talks, short talks on discipline, self-control, which we've learned is a fruit of the Spirit. It is something to be added to our faith, to be godly people. It is an unpopular thing. It is something that Christians don't like to hear of. They want to be what a disciplined person is, but they don't like the process. So we've looked at some tips about starting with the difficult things, the simple things, being motivated, tackling the difficult tasks quickly. Now, a few more tips, and especially regarding this verse that we've read, it has to do with unexpected events. Don't be agitated when unexpected events throw your well-laid plans into confusion. That is only it's foolishness. Believe, on the other hand, that what seems to you at that moment to be nothing but human blundering of other people may in fact be the gentle steering of God for you, for your very best. Mhlambe kungunkulunkulu uyakuseza ngoba uyakuhlelela. He's organizing things. Learn to give thanks to the Lord for His orderings. That's part of self-discipline. Another point, be punctual. If you come late for church all the time, whatever type of meeting it is, even if it's a school meeting, it becomes a habit which eventually becomes your character. So learn to be disciplined regarding punctuality. Keep the time. Connected to this is don't waste your time in idle daydreaming. Don't lie there on your bed fantasizing, imagining, because instead of bringing every thought into captivity to Christ, they run wild. They also waste your time. If you have spare time, use it profitably. Why don't you read some good Christian books? Of course, firstly, the Bible. Perhaps you need some fellowship. Perhaps to help somebody. Then, another point regarding self-control, and it's a difficult one, learn to love your critics. Cultivate an attitude of sincere gratitude for all correction. This is also a discipline. If you are quickly offended when you're corrected, it's a mark of immaturity. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when it speaks in that famous chapter on love, it says that love is not easily hurt.